The second applet does not display individual frequency components, the summation process, or repetitions of spectral coefficients or the time signal. However, signals with periods up to 32 can be addressed. This results in a larger view of the relation between signal properties and spectral properties. Many students find a larger view helpful since for larger periods some aspects appear closer to familiar continuous time Fourier analysis. After working with the first applet, you should be able to sketch signals or spectra that have a high frequency or a low frequency character. Indeed, it is worthwhile to input a sequence of spectra by clicking a single non-zero coefficient and playing the corresponding signals. Below this applet is another list of exercises, again focusing on symmetry and other properties of the discrete time Fourier series.